Now, what you should have in front of you is the Shvilei Pinchas for Parshas Truma, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, which is called Shulchano Shel Adam Mechaper. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch around the order a little bit, and we're going to start on the bottom of page one, on the bottom left, with a Gemara in Brachos. And then, God willing, we'll try to come back to the beginning of the essay. Because it seems to me that this is an excellent place to start here with this Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Hey. And the Gemara speaks about the fact that if a person... Okay, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, and the purpose of this drasha from the pasuk in Yechezkel is to establish the centrality, the significance of our shulchan, on the table that we eat from. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayom, mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael." So the vehicle for kapara, when the mikdash stands, is the mizbeach. V'achshav shulchano shel adam mechaper olav. The shulchan itself is a vehicle for kapara. Now, what Rabbi Yochanan wants to accomplish here, just on a technical level, is to explain the pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk in Yechezkel, in a very, very odd, abstruse kind of verse, starts with Mizbeach and ends with Shulchan. So, for example, it says, HaMizbeach eitz shalosh amos kavoa v'yarko shtayim amos, and then it says, V'yidaber Eli, which is Yechezkel's way of explaining that he's getting a prophetic vision. Zeh HaShulchan asher lifnei Hashem. What do you mean, Zeh Shulchan? You haven't been talking about the Shulchan. The whole discussion here is about the Mizbeach. But the answer is that the Zeh Shulchan is teaching us something for all eternity. The Mizbeach is fine and dandy as long as it exists when the Mikdash stands. But beyond the Beis HaMikdash, after the destruction, we have Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. Now, what is the agent, so to speak, that the catalyst, if I could call it that, that brings about kapara on the shulchan? You know, we know the mizbeach. The mizbeach, we bring korbanos, and every korban is a machaper. It has its ritzui, it has its rikas adam, and so forth. But what about the shulchan? So Rashi says the following. In the previous Gemara, right before the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that we just read, the Gemara says, "Kol amarich al shulchano," which means he extends his time on the shulchan, "zochel arichus yomim." So there's a play on words here. There's a marich and an arichus. He's marich al shulchan, and he's zochet arichas yomim. So Rashi says, "What's this idea of being marich al shulchan?" You know, it reminds me, when I was in Canada for 2 years, I used to, very often, Baruch Hashem, when my wife wasn't with me, I would get invited out for Shabbos. And I can tell you, I think it's a Torontonian shtick, it's Marech al Shulchano. If we started lunch at 12 noon, we didn't finish until Mincha time, like 4 hours later. Which was very nice if I was busy making friends. The problem is I wanted to prepare Shiurim. But anyway... So very often I would even prefer to turn down an invitation and sit, you know, and eat myself. But here the Gemara is emphasizing Hamarech al Shulchano. So Rashi says, Dilma Osi Anya V'yoyevle. Maybe an Ani will come around and he sees that you're eating a Suda and you'll offer him some food. And we're talking basically about the mitzvah of Achnasas Arachim and the mitzvah of Chesed. And Rashi identifies that kapara power of the Shulchan as the fulfillment, as being generated by the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Achnasis Arachim, and specifically in the case of an Ani, and therefore he's zochet to Kaparas Avonos. So we don't have the Mizbeach, but what we do have is Hachnasis Arachim al HaShulchan. So it makes sense that Yechezkel opens up with the word Mizbeach, and then he closes with the words Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. The Shulchan now replaces the Mizbeach. And here we move on to page 2, and hopefully we'll come back to page 1 again. And it's very interesting, because the Marsha makes the following comment, which again, if you're following me in the text, is in the second paragraph on page 2. He says, the Lashon of the Shas, Dilma Osi Anya V'yoyevle, sounds like the Mechaper is the Achnosis Orchim. And yet, the Mishnah in Mesechta Avos, which also postulates that the Mizbeach is Mechaper, gives us a different twist on it. And in answering the question, why is the Mizbeach Mechaper, the Mishnah in Avos says, Shlosha Shachla Shulchan Echad, the Amru Olav Divrei Torah, Ke'ilu Achlu Mishulchano Shal Makom, Baruch Hu, Shenemar Vaydaber Elai, Zeh HaShulchan Shal Lifnei Hashem. So the Mishnah in Avos quotes the same pasuk in Yechezkel, once again emphasizing the great and the lofty accomplishment of a Shulchan, but it doesn't mention a word about Hachnasas Archiv. All it speaks about is Divrei Torah. And if a person says Divrei Torah over the Shulchan, then the pasuk is Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem, then he achieves Kapara. So the simple answer to this question, in reconciling what seems to be a discrepancy, is offered in the Ein Yaakov. He says, Lo kasha midi. I'm not impressed by the Marsha's question. Why? The Shneim Ke'echad Tovin. That both are great. And either one of them would uplift my Shulchan and make it into a Mizbeach HaMechaper. And he quotes a very famous pasuk in Mishlei, Bechesed V'yemes Yechupar Avon. There are two ways of generating kaparas avonos. One is chesed, or matonis laniyim, and emes is Torah. Emes knei, the pasuk says in Mishlei. Now, there are two ways of learning this. I thought that the Ein Yaakov was saying it's one of the two. You have two options of making your shulchan into a mizbeach. But the Shvili Pinchas understands that you need both. In other words, when it says chesed v'emes, the Vav is a Vav HaMachaber, not a Vav HaMachalik. Vav HaMachalik means Emes or Chesed. He's learning it has to be both. So in other words, if we take the Rashi and Masechta Brachos, and then we compare it with the Mishnah in Avos, we basically put A plus B equals C. We need both the Achnasas Orachim for the Aniyim, and at the same time we need the Divrei Torah. Together, they join forces to generate a Kapara, to uplift our Shulchan, to be Lifnei Hashem, to be a replacement for the Mizbeach and beating of a Mechaper. And if the Ein Yaakov is to be interpreted thusly, then obviously we want to ask the following question. Why does a person need two Kaparos? Why can't one be sufficient? Why does it have to be both Hachnosis Orchim and Amiras Divrei Torah? Now at this point, we're going to lead up to an amazing chiddush of the Gaon, of the Vilna Gaon. So let's go step by step and lead up to the Gaon. The Gemara tells us, Kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayim mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael, v'achshav shulchano shel adam mechaper. Our shulchan is a replacement for the mizbeach, but how many mizbechos are there in the Beis HaMikdash? Don't all answer at once.
Two.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we're all on board. Right? There's Mizbeach HaChitzon, otherwise known as Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and there's Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is in the Heichal, otherwise known as Mizbech HaZav, and if you focus for a moment on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you're talking about Korbanos. If you talk about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, again, there is something called Chatos Pnimios, but just in terms of the whole gamut of Korbanos, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is really designated for the Ketores. And the Ketores, which is made up of a whole array of samimonim, of different herbs or drugs, is something that requires on a daily basis to be burnt. And there are two elements to the kapora, to the ketores. There's the what's called the mala oshon, which means that the smoke goes up, and number two, there's also the reach, the special fragrance of the ketores. So what are we focused on here when we talk about the Shulchan replacing the Mizbeach as a vehicle of Kapara? Are we focused on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, meaning on the element of Korbanos, or are we focused on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, in which case we're talking about the Heichal and the Ketores? So the Ramah quotes the Shiboli HaLeket. This Ramah is written in the laws of Birkas HaMazon, or Chaim Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. And he writes, Mitzvah laniach al ha-shulchan melach, kodem shivatzea, before he cuts the bread, he puts salt on the table, ki ha-shulchan domil l'mizbeach, v'ha-achila karbon, ki karbon. V'nemar al kol karbonecha takriv melach, melach. So it's very clear then, in the context of our question before, that the Ramah, in the name of the Shiboli HaLeket, the Beis Yosef quoting the Beis Shiboli HaLeket, comes to a definite conclusion here and tips the scale in favor of the Mizbech HaChitzon, where they brought the Korbanos. Now, what we're doing on the Shulchan is we're eating food, and our Achila is now replacing the Achila of the Eish al HaMizbeach. And that goes on in the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. Now at this point, before we get into the Gra, which we're leading up to, we have an insight of the Ponim Yafos, one of the great Hasidic giants of the history of Hasidus. And he says the following, that, okay, let me just give a little background here. We'll start with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that the idea of bringing a carbon, bringing a behema on the Mizbeach, is almost like a transmutation of sorts. What do I mean? It's almost as if I'm on the Mizbeach myself. The animal, and especially its nefesh, which is in the dam, becomes a representation or a representative of myself. And the Or HaChaim at the beginning of Sefer Yikra goes out of his way to point out that we say to Hashem that although we should be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, but take the behema instead. But there's a certain, almost like a fusion, so to speak, between the Bala Karbon and the behema and the Zevach itself. The Zevach becomes almost an extension of the person. The Ramban in his commentary on Vayikra says that he should imagine everything that's being done to the behema should really be done to himself. So now the Ponim Yafos adds the following. He wants to go even a step further. Not only is the animal, you know, just like you choose an animal haphazardly. I mean, why did you choose that particular animal? It doesn't matter. I mean, as long as the animal is not a balmum, you know, it's fine. But he claims that this specific animal has to be brought on the Mizbech, and why? So he introduces a Hasidic concept called Nitzotzei HaKedusha. What it means is that there are sparks of divinity, of sanctity, inherent in the animal. So the animal now is potentially a vehicle for hakrovas hakarbon, for the kaparas hakarbon. And what is the purpose or the goal of bringing this karbon? He says it's to be male the nitzotzos. These nitzotzos are kind of a potential for sanctity, and we elevate those sparks which are in a potential through the act of a karbon. And then he goes on to say the following. Well, why is our shulchan a replacement for the mizbeach now that we don't have the mikdash?
It's not just the animal. You would say it's also the bird or if you have a kelach as well, anything, right?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sure about menachas. I can't tell you.
Okay.
In theory, you might be right. I'm very much influenced by the Ramban and after him the Or Chaim. Of course, they focus mostly on a behema. I certainly think you could extend this to apply to an oath, but I'm not sure about soles and minochos. Now, again, our goal is to understand what we're doing today that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We're eating on the Shulchan. The Shulchan now is there, HaShulchan HaShel Lifnei Hashem. It's a replacement for the Mizbeach. And we're saying now, based on the Ramah, and before him, the Shibolei HaLeket, that we're talking about the Mizbeach on which we bring the Korbanos. Which would mean that our Achila on our Shulchan is a replacement for bringing Korbanos. Now, we don't have an animal on our table. We may have a shechted animal, which is good. So you're eating meat. And the meat itself now, according to this Hasidic philosophy, is also engendered with inherent sanctity, this nitzotzos. So we, in a certain sense, through our achila, are taking this animal, which has been slaughtered, it's chulin, and we're eating its meat, and we are uplifting the nitzotzos of Kedusha in this animal. We're really replicating what went on in the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought Karbonos. And therefore he says in the middle column here that al yidei sha'adam ochel al shulchan basar shel balchai l'shem shamayim nichleles achius shel basar achai Betocha Adam, v'nasa chelik bilti nifrad mimenu. So what we're doing is we're uplifting the meat, and now the meat is ingested, and once it becomes part of the person, then that spiritual force and power that was injected into the behemoth now becomes part of the Adam, and is integration of that spirituality into the makeup of the person. And he says, V'yeso tikun yoser gadol me'akrova al gavim mizbeach. He says, if you talk about the two levels of halah, then the halah and the mizbeach, when the mikdash stood, is even less profound than the halah today on our shulchan. Because the shulchan exceeds even the mizbeach. In the case of the mizbeach, most of the basar is not even being ingested. It goes up in smoke. But here it's going into my body. And if it goes into my body, he says, then nechleles achius shal abalchai betocha adam. Then I say, chelik mi nifra, bilti nifra mi menu. And now we're ready for the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is going to take us in a totally different direction. What does it mean that, give me a minute, because I'm going to lose my... Just show 1 minute. I'm going to lose my trend here. What does it mean when we say that the Shulchan replaces the Mizbeach? Says the Gaon, you're not talking about the Mizbeach of Karbanos. We're not talking about the Mizbeach Achitzon. We're talking about the Ketores, the Mizbeach Hazor. And that's what we're going to see in the Gaon. So Joe, I'll take a break and answer your question, but I'm rolling, I'm on a roll, you know.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I just don't understand. Why does he say that our tables are equivalent to the Mizbeach? How does it connect us to Hashem? How does it connect us to elevating the meat by eating it?
Because once we elevate the meat by eating L'Shem Shamayim, Right? We're eating this l'shem shamayim. Again, we have to enjoy our food. I'm not, you know, rejecting a good steak. I mean, you know, I'll be in Toronto in May. If anybody wants to invite me for a good steak dinner, I know you guys in Toronto are great at making barbecues. So I'm expecting at least, Yechiel, are you listening? I'm expecting at least 6 barbecues, which means I'll have to stick around for 6 days. Or maybe, you know what, I'll have lunch and supper barbecues. I only have to stay for 3 days. Okay, so when you have this barbecue, okay, when you have this barbecue, and you're going to eat it not just because you enjoy the barbecue, which you certainly do, but also you're doing it l'shem shamayim. You're making brachas on it, a bracha lefaneh, a bracha lachreh. You hope it'll strengthen you, it'll give you more energy, it'll project you with enthusiasm in your thanking Hashem and doing your avodah. All this is going to take the nitzotzah, so to speak, of this piece of meat and uplift them. Now you're eating that. So the uplifted basar now, with the kedusha of its nitzotzah, is going into your body, it's becoming integrated into your very framework. That makes it even more. That even makes it. It supersedes the mizbeach itself at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But again, all this is assuming that the equation between the shulchan and the mizbeach is an equation between the shulchan and the mizbeach hachitzon, and the key of keys here is the achilas hakarban. The Gaon takes us in a different direction, and he says the following. The Gemara says in Brachos that the pasuk in Yechezkel eludes us, it confuses us. Pasach b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan, and therefore we derive the conclusion that today the replacement for the mizbeach is going to be what? Is going to be our shulchan. Says the Gaon, the ketores, which is brought daily on the Mizbach HaPnimi, the Mizbach HaZov, is made up and comprised of 11 Samimonim. Now, if you were a Torah Shebichsav guy, we'll call you Reuven, and let's say Shimon is a Torah Shebalpeh guy, can you name the Samimonim? Well, let's say you're a Torah Shebichsav guy, can you name the 11 Samimonim? Absolutely not. How many can you name? 4. The Torah only mentions 4 Samimonim. The rest of the Samimonim, all 7 that make up the 11, are only presented to us in Torah Shebaal Peh, in Masechta Krisos. So the Gaon says, what are the names of the 4 Samimonim that are explicit in the Torah? And he says they are Shcheles, Levona, Chelbina, and Nataf. Those are the 4. Now, if you take the first letter, only the Gaon can get away with this. The first letter in each one of those 4 Samimonim that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah, you get, you guessed it, Shulchan. Right? Shin, Lamed, Ches, Nun. And this means that the 4 Samimonim that are written explicitly in the Torah Shebichsav are a remez, an allusion to the Shulchan. So it means that the Torah Shebaal Peh is already latent or inherent in the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebichsav is already telling us that although at the time in the Mikdash we have the Mizbeach HaPnimi upon which we bring the Ketores, but there's a remez here already for the Shulchan that's going to replace the Ketores and the Mizbeach HaPnimi after the Churban HaBayis. Rashi in his Perish on the Torah, in Shmos Perek Lamed, goes through all these 4 Samimonim that are mentioned in the Torah, and he describes what they are. So I don't have, you know, if you have one of those art scroll kind of chumashim, you know, they'll probably have pictures or diagrams or I don't know what not, or the Living Torah from Aryeh Kaplan, you know, one of those kind of books. But I don't have the wherewithal to do that now. Now, Rashi tells us in Masechta Krisus, in the Sugya of Ketores, that there's a remez in the Torah to another additional 7 Samimonim, besides the 4 that are explicit. Umikan lomdu rabosenu yud alef Samimonim, nemru l'moshe misinai. So up on the mountain, Moshe got 11 Samimonim. And he goes through the whole remez here, how we derive the number 11. But suffice it to say that we only have four out of the 11 that are written explicitly in the Torah Shebichtav. So let's just summarize the following 2 points. Point number one, the Gaon, as opposed to the Ramah, understands that Achshav Shulchanu Shel Adam Echaper, our Shulchan is replaced for the Mizbeach, is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And we're talking about the Shulchan replacing the Mizbeach HaKtores as a vehicle of Kapara. And it's all hinted at in the four Samamonim that are explicitly mentioned in the Parsha of the Ketores. And they make up the word Shulchan with the Notrikun taking the first letter in each word. So at this point, we could ask a basic naive question. You know, only a child would ask this question. We're so mature, we don't even ask the question. Why is it that the Torah chooses four Samamonim out of the 11 and reveals those four? And the Gaon says, because these four Samamonim are being given to us as a remez for the Shulchan. Now, the Gaon goes a step further. And he says that the four Samamonim have a totally different function than the other seven. He says the four Samamonim are there to be Male Oshan. They bring the fire up to Shamayim. The other seven are only there for fragrance purposes. So if you take a look on the bottom left, as we are about to turn to page 3, if you have it, he says that the word Ketores itself comes from the root Koter. Koter is a pillar of smoke that rises to Shamayim. And the Dalit Samamonim that are explicit in the Torah are the Ikar Ketores, because they, once they're placed on the Eish, they are Mala Anan Ashan, a cloud of smoke. The other seven Samamonim that have a Ribui in the Pasuk, but they're not explicit, they're only there because of Besamim. Besamim means not as Mala Ashan, not because you place them on the Eish and the fire goes up with a straight pillar, but rather in order to enhance the fragrance of the Ketores. Now, if you turn to page 3, you'll see the language here of the Gaon. The language is very, very meaningful. And we're going to see here that the Gaon, to a large extent, is standing on the shoulders of the Ramban. The Ramban, Ula Yomar Akosuv Kachlecha Samim Natov Ushchelus Vachelbena Ulevona Zaka Velo Yakpid Rak Be'elo Arba. The Ramban says, why is he only careful about mentioning the four? Ki Bahem Anan Ha'oshan Akhtoris Ola Gakshetziva Sheiteri Moem Samim Rabim Asher Lehem Reach Tov. So there would be a Reach Tov. I mean, the Gemara says, I think in Yuma, if I remember that, who remembers the Gemara, that a woman in Yericho, you know, her food and maybe the clothes that she wore were so, they smelled so good because of the Reach of the Ketores that went from the Beis Hamikdash all the way to Yericho. And he points out that with regard to the Besamim, you know, we have to know exactly these seven, you know, how much of a mixture we should make in order to make sure that the fragrance is positive. You know, the chelbana wasn't exactly a fragrant smell. Anyway, he says the following. The Ikak Torah is the Mala Oshan. As we said before, those are the four. Those four make up the Shulchan. Now we're going to take a look at something from the Bnei Yisoschar. And he quotes Rab Tzvi Hirsch Mizichov, who says the following: Hasamamonim amefurashim b'Torah b'samamonei Ketores heim gamkein b'roshei teva shulchan. And now he adds another line. He says, "V'hinei taskil v'teida dargin da'atzlochas kneses Yisrael merumas b'roshei tevos shulchan." The pasuk says in Shirashir, "Mizos hanishkafa kamo shachar yafek elvana barakichama." Ayuma kenigdalos. Hine shachar levana chama nigdanos. In other words, Klal Yisrael is being compared to these four types of beautiful things that exist in nature. And if you take a look at the four of them, and you take the first letter of each of the four, you end up with the word Shulchan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shir HaShirim is praising Knesset Yisrael with four different praises. And the Simon of these four is Shulchan. Says the Bnei Yisoskar, this is a remez for the great Mila of Knesset Yisrael, that they can sit down in a Shulchan, and they eat on this table, and the Shulchan has the same Kiddush as the Ketores, and therefore it's called a Shulchan from the first letters of those four words of the Samamonim that make up the Ikar HaKetores Namala Oshan. Fine. Okay. Now he wants to know, in the middle column on page 3, what is the connection here between the Achilas Adam on the Mizbeach and the Kapara? How is it that the Achilas Adam is Mechaper? He says the following, Mimashe Hishvu Chachomim Achilas HaMizbeach Achilas Adam. The Gemara tells us in Zvachim, on the pasuk vim hey ochel ye ochel, and it says shtei achilos, achas achilos odom, achas achilos mizbeach. So if we go back to the Ramah and the Shibboleth Leket, their approach is that the shulchan is a replacement for the mizbeach on which the karbanos are brought, the mizbeach achitzon. Then it means that our achilos odom is now a replacement for achilos mizbeach. That just like in Akrovas Karbon on the Mizbeach, we have a concept called Achilas Mizbeach. It's comparable to Achilas Adam. And therefore the Achilas Adam now, on the Shulchan, is a directly correlated or replacing the Achilas Mizbeach at the time of the Mikdash. The other possibility, which is which the Gaon opens up in front of our eyes, is that the Achilas Adam is like the Mizbeach HaPnimi upon which they brought the Ketores. And he quotes here one of the early Rebbes of Belz, Rabbi Yisachar Dov, who writes that the Gemara says on the Pasuk Vayetze El HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem Zeh Mizbeach HaZov, that when you see the words Lifnei Hashem, the Gemara identifies that as in the Heichal, where the Shechina is, between the Kruvim, that's called the Mizbeach HaZov. So when it says, Vayetze El HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem, that has to be the Mizbeach HaZov because it's described as Lifnei Hashem. And Rashi says it with all due respect to the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the Azora, Lav Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, when the pasuk says in Yechezkel, which is our main pasuk for today, "Vayidaber Elai Zeh Ashulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem," it must be referring to the Mizbach HaPnimi, because if the Shulchan is being compared to Lifnei Hashem, it must be the Mizbach HaPnimi, and that reflects the Shita of the Gaon. So, mind you, the Rebbe in Belz, Rabbi Yisachar Dov, was not quoting the Gaon; he was probably not even aware of the Gaon. The great thing about Shvilei Pinchas is that even though he's 1,000% a chassid of Belz, he quotes the Gaon. And he can build up a whole lecture based on the Gaon. He's a perfect blend of chassidus and, if you want to call the Gaon a misnaget, I mean, there's no one who was more of a misnaget than the Gaon. And he says the following, that the Ramah says, Mitzvah laniach al kol shulchan melach, that we have to put melach on the table. And the reason for this is because our table is like the mizbeach on which they brought the karbanos. And the pasuk says, al kol karbanecha takriv melach. So we're talking about the shulchan that represents or replaces the mizbeach ha-chitzoni. And therefore we have to get salt on the table. So now, we're going to try to figure this all out. On the one hand, we have one shita, which is the Gaon, and we saw it also in the Belzer Rebbe, that the shulchan of a person is a replacement for the Mizbach HaKtores. On the other hand, we had the Ramah, based on the Shimon HaLeket, that our shulchan is a replacement for the Mizbach HaChitzon, the Mizbach HaNechoshes. So he says a Vard over here. This is in the left column, Dibra Maskel V'Nira, on the top of the page. And he says that there are two dimensions to the kapara of the shulchan. One is the achila, the other is the shulchan itself. So when it says Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem, the Shulchan per se is a replacement, as the Gaon would have it, for the Mizbach HaZov, the Mizbach HaKtores. But the Achila itself is the Achila of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Achilas Adam, to replace the Achilas Mizbeach. So we have now two dimensions of Shulchano Shel Adam Lifnei Hashem, which is Mechaper. Number one, we have the Achilas Adam, as the Ramah would have it, which is the Achila that replaces the Achilas Mizbeach at the time of the Karmon. That's going to be Mechaper. And then we have the Shulchan, which, as we saw, the Rashi Tevis of Shulchan correspond to the four Samamonim that make up the Ketores Ma'ala Oshan. That's already a Mizbach, a Mizbeach HaPnimi. So our Shulchan itself is Mizbeach HaPnimi. And by the way, we got the better end of the deal here, because if I had a choice between Nechoshes and Zav, I'd much rather have Zav. So if my Shulchan is Zav, that's great. Alright, nobody laughed. Anyway, so he says the following, that the Shulchan of an Adam, he says, is like the Mizbeach on which they brought Korbanos. But the Shulchan per se is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Achila, as we said, is the Achila's Karban that replaces the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. So next time your wife asks you, which Mizbeach are we eating on? Are we eating on the Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Mizbeach HaChitzon? You'll tell her both. We have the Shulchan that represents the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and we have the Achila, which represents... She'll be very thrilled about that. In any event, he says the following. Kolzman she beis hamigdash kayom mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael achshav shulchanu shel adam mechaper. That's Rabbi Yochanan that we started with, and he says the following: the shulchan itself is mechaper like the Mizbeach HaKtores. What is the kapara power of the Mizbeach HaKtores? So this is a famous sugya in both Yuma and in Erchin. The Gemara says, with regard to the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, v'chiper ba'do b'yad beiso b'yad kol kahal Yisrael, ezehi kapara. Here we're going on to page 4. Shehi shaveh lo ulebeso uli achiv echav hakohenim ulchol kal Yisrael havi omer zehu haktoris haktoris. That the pasuk indicates that when the Kohen Gadol brought the implemented the avoda of the ktoris on Yom Kippurim, it was for himself. It was a kapara for his wife, for his family, for all of kal Yisrael. What kind of kapara is equal to everybody? And that's the Ketores. What does that mean? So Gemara asks, I don't understand. The Ketores has a kapar for everybody? What sin are you talking about? Is there some sin that everybody's guilty of? And the Gemara says, yes. There is one sin that we're all guilty of. Tony Rabbi Shmuel, Al ma Ketores mechaperes al loshen hara. The Ketores is brought lifnai v'lifnim, in a concealed way, inside the... not just the Azor, but inside the Heichal itself. Yavo Dovash Bechashoi V'Chaper Al Maisa Chashoi. People speak Lashon Hara very often Bechashoi, you know, with behind closed doors. And the Mizbach HaKtores was behind closed doors. It was inside the Heichal. The Achshav Shulchanu Shel Adam Mechaper, our Shulchan replaces the Mizbach HaZov. We are eating on this table in order to achieve a kapar for Lashon Hara. because that's what the Ketores is. So if you start with the Gaon, and the Gaon is telling us that the word Shulchan is comprised of the four elements that make up the Ketores, so what Kapar are we getting on the Shulchan? When the Shulchan is replacing the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach HaZav, then the Shulchan is now going to be Mechaper Lashon Hara. And basically, the Gemara tells us that no one is guiltless of Lashon Hara. Madua Shulchan Shalom Mechaper Dafka Lashon Hara, because with regard to Lashon Hara, it says Lo Telech Rachel, and Rashi explains that people used to eat together over the table and share a meal together, and unfortunately they would speak Lashon Hara. And dafka at the time that you eat. You know, there are many occasions to speak Lashon Hara, but you know, when you're sitting around the table and you're, you know, there's an interactive discussion, it's very often that we speak Lashon Hara. Here in Israel now, we have a problem because this is election time. And, you know, there's a big chashash of Lashon Hara because it's so complicated. You know, first of all, you know, who's going to this and which number you are on the ticket, and then why didn't he do this and why do that? And people sit around and they eat and they schmooze and they speak Lashon Hara. You know, if they're watching the Super Bowl game, they don't have time to speak Lashon Hara. They're too, well, I don't know, I heard that this game was pretty boring, but anyway, he says, Darkom Shalbali Lashon Hara, Shemesaprim Divreyem Bishasha Oklim Yachad. They have a captive audience. Everybody's sitting around the table. It's good time, prime time, prime TV, commercial time to speak Lashon Hara. Lo Selech Rachel, Rashi quotes the Targum, Lo Seichel Kurtzin. And seichel is miloshon achila. During the achila, we talk about other people. The Gemara tells the Yuma, hechi domi bal tshuva. A bal tshuva is a person who finds himself in the same situation in which he sinned, and now he does tshuva. Bioso perik, bioso makom. So now a person goes back to the table and he says, well, if on this table I spoke Lashon Hara, then I am now bringing the Ketores, because my Shulchan represents the four elements that make up the Ketores, and now I'm going to be Mechaper. And therefore, the reason why Shulchano Shal Adam is Mechaper K'mizbach HaKetores on Lashon Hara, because that's the power of the Mizbach HaKetores, is because since the Darkom Shal B'nei Lashon Hara is to tell over their negative speech while they're eating at a Shulchan, now Dafka, I have to go back to the Shulchan and convert it, transform it to a place of Torah, to uplift it, and to be Mechaper on any Avera of Lashon Hara. And now the Shulchan becomes a Mizbach HaKetores, and it's going to bring Kapar for Lashon Hara. And now we go back to the Mishnah in Avos. Shlosha she'achal al shulchan echad. And we need Divrei Torah. Why three people? Why the number three? And the answer is, because our shulchan has to be mechaper for Lashon Hara. The Gemara tells us in Erechin that Lashon Hara is usually represented by the number three. Three means the person who's speaking, the person about whom he's speaking, and the person who's listening. Those are the three people that participate, each one in one severe violation or the other. Well, one is a victim. But now we bring them all to the table. It's Shlosha Shachlu Ke'echad. And what's going to be the takana for Lashon Hara? When these three individuals are going to sit down and learn Torah instead of speaking Lashon Hara. So don't be embarrassed. If you're sitting at a table and you want to initiate some Dvar Torah, at the best, and in the minimal motivation should be that instead of your Dvar Torah, they're going to probably schmooze Lashon Hara, so you're saving them Lashon Hara. But even more than that, you might be able to create a tikkun and rectify any Lashon Hara that took place on that Shulchan. And therefore the Mishnah says, Shlosha she'achlu al shulchan echad. These are the three people who are now going to speak the Dvar Torah, and they are going to elevate the Shulchan. It's going to be a tikkun for the Lashon Hara of the three people, and that makes it into the Shulchan, that's the Mizbeach Hatpnimi, the Mizbach Haktores, that's now going to bring a kapar for Lashon Hara. And therefore he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind this. Do you remember the Pasuk in Shoftim? I'm sorry, in Mishpatim, of Hashem Ino Liyada. Right, so one person killed someone b'mezid. Right? So Hashem, and he got away with it. Another person killed someone unintentionally, and he got away with it. So Hashem puts them together. The one who killed Bishogig and got away with it is now going to fall off the high ladder, and he's going to kill the person who killed B'mezid, and now he's going to have to run to the Eretz Miklat, and that's called Hashem Ino Liyado. The same thing is going to happen here with Shlosha Shalchu Ke'echad. Hashem is going to gather together three people who are, unfortunately, none of them are free of the Avera of Lashon Hara. And Hashem is going to get them together. And now they have an opportunity to make a tikkun. They're back in the Osel Makom, and now they can improve and rectify by speaking Divrei Torah. That's the Shlosha Shalchu Ke'echad. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon bar Yochai, a medrash, I'm sorry. Lama nikra lashon hara tlisai. We always find the number three. And the answer is, there's a hariga of three people through lashon hara. The Omer, who's telling the lashon hara speaking. There's the Makabal, the one who accepts it. And a Nemar Olv, he's also being killed. Because lashon hara can kill a person. And now we say the following. That since there was a chet of lashon hara with three members, three participants, we got to get these three people together. Hashem sees it that they get together over a shulchan, and instead of lashon hara, they speak divrei Torah, and then the shulchan becomes a shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. But what happens if chas v'shalom these three people forego or forfeit the opportunity, and instead of speaking divrei Torah, they fall again into the same trap, and they waste their time with frivolous and meaningless speech? At that point, the Mishnah says, "Ki'ilu achlu mizivchei mesim." What is zivchei mesim? So that's the subject of page one, which we skipped. I'm going to get back to that in just a minute. I just want to finish up page four. The Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah says that one of the conditions of tshuva, and this is on the top left, is lahashiv rabim me'avon kashas tasig yodo. The greatest opportunity for tshuva arises when a person can bring others to do tshuva. Lahashiv es harabim. And that's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Chaneni al shem kechazdecho kerov rachmecha mechei psha'i. And he says that I go out and bring other sinners to the state of tshuva and tahara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berov Rachmav gets three people together who are guilty shenichselu b'lashon hara. They sat around, they spoke lashon hara on a shulchan, and now in order to get them through tshuva, he puts them into that same situation. The three people together are now sitting around the table and they're eating a meal, and the question is what they're going to do in that challenging situation. And now we say, Shlosha Shachlu al Shulchanech velo amru al of Divrei Torah, ki'ilu achlu mizivchei mesim. Why zivchei mesim? Because again, they're eating from food which represents their sins, and they're not being metakin their sins. But on the other hand, if Shlosha Shachlu ke'echad, the amru al of Divrei Torah, ki'ilu achlu mishulchano shel makom, which is the shulchano shel makom. That's the Shulchan in Yechezkel of Yidaber Elai Zeh. Yidaber Elai Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. What's the Lifnei Hashem here? The Lifnei Hashem is Zizbeach HaPnimi, which is Lifnei Hashem, it's in the Eichal. And our Shulchan becomes a Lifnei Hashem. Our Shulchan replaces the Shacheles Levona, Chelbana, and Nataf, the four essential ingredients in the Ktores, that's Mala Oshan, which is Mechaper on the Chet of Lashon Hara. And now we begin to understand the two Kaparos of the Shulchan. We said that one kapara is, Rashi mentions, Dilma Asi Anya, the kapara of Hachnasas Orchim, if a poor person comes in. And the second kapara of the Shulchan is the Divrei Torah. He says the following. This is on the last paragraph. He says, Masha Omru Shulchan Shana L'Mechaper B'Zchus Hachnasas Orchim. What is this Hachnasas Orchim? It's the Hachnasas Orchim of the Mesiv, meaning of those who failed and were guilty of Lashon Hara. And now you have an opportunity to revive them, to bring them back to life, to be mitakin them. How? How are you going to be mitakin them? And the answer is, through Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah are serve as a vehicle to be mechaper on the aver of Lashon Hara. And in that schus of the tikkun, a person is going to be zocher through Divrei Torah to a kapara on the chet of Lashon Hara. So there are two tikkunim. There's one called Achnasas Orchim, and the other is Divrei Torah. And they're Ola Bekana Echad. I'll just finish up very quickly by telling you what's on page one, and then you'll begin to understand why I left it for the end. Because my understanding of Kabbalah doesn't go very far. And this page one is what I call heavy Kabbalah. This is not Kabbalah, that lady, what's her name? Is she still alive? Alright, we won't mention her name in a Torah lecture. Okay. But this is the real McCoy Kabbalah. And the real McCoy Kabbalah is the following. I'll just mention it in passing. I don't really understand it. There's something called Gilgul Neshamas. What's it called? What's it called?
Transmigration.
Oh, it is called transmigration? Okay. And the Zohar tells us, this is the bottom right, in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that in the Shulchan, in the Beis HaMikdash, so we've been talking about the Mizbeach, now we want to focus our attention on the Shulchan, there was Lechem Aponim, and from that Lechem Aponim, Nimshechu brachos lemizonos l'chol shulchanos Yisrael. All the blessings on all the tables of Israel, meaning the physical food, all emanate from the lechem upon him in the Beis HaMikdash. And he says the following, in the name of Rav Yassa in the Zohar, V'yasisa shulchan atzei shitim, shulchan ze kayam b'toch ha-mishkan, u'bracha shalmaila shora olav. The bracha for parnasa and for achila, mizonos, comes through the shulchan in the mishkan. Uvimene yotzeis mizonos l'chol ha'olam. V'lama tzirich lios olav lechem tamid. Why is it that, you know, they replaced the lechamim with a new batch, but there was always lechamim on the shulchan? Because shetia tamid ha'bracha, there should be always the blessing l'mayla coming down through the shulchan. For all the shulchanos of Klal Yisrael, for a bracha for mizonos. And now the shulchan shel Adam, tzarch lios, it should be a replica of the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Lefi shefron of shashem avarech es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, deshe tishra olav bracha milamala. Harei kakavu chachamim, sheshulchan shel onemar olav divrei Torah, is kol ha-shulchanos muleim, kia, tsoa, believe makom. The asa levarach al osa shulchan. Matam, mishum sheyesh shulchan. Vyesh shulchan. Shulchan hu, shemesadrim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch l'mala. Vuhu omeid tamid l'sadr bo divrei Torah. And now he says the following idea. Why is it that without divrei Torah, the Mishnah, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai compares it to a zevach mesim, zivchei mesim. And he says the following. Omer abesht, shlosha sha'ochlo shulchanech v'lomer al divrei Torah, ki lu ochlu mi zivchei mesim, it's the top left column, pirush, ki ames mizgalgel b'maychal odom. Wild. If a dead person comes back into this world, it's for the purpose of tikkun, of rectification. And now, there's some sort of a some sort of a manifestation or an expression of that person who died in the ochel itself. And he says, "Hameis misgalgil b'maychol adam kidei sheyomru olav divrei Torah ve'al yidei zeh machaye oso mes shahaya b'gilgul zeh aval imlo amru divrei Torah as hu zoveach oso hames hamegulgul b'machol zeh u'mashlich oso l'domim v'zehu sh'omar mizivchei mesim." If these sinners come back into the world for a tikkun, and that's the Gilgul, they show up and somehow penetrate into the very Michael Adam, the food that we eat, we have now an opportunity to save these neshamos, to rectify them, to uplift them. If we say Divrei Torah on the food that we eat, that uplifts it to a higher level. If on the other hand we don't have Divrei Torah, we speak all sorts of narishkeit, then what's going to happen is that these neshamos that are now being misgalgil into the machal adam become dead. They were dead and they remain dead. We have the possibility through the Divrei Torah of uplifting and being metaken these neshamos. So I saved this for last because I was afraid if I started with this, you would throw rotten tomatoes at me and say, "Rabbi Berzon, I'm not a besht man. You know, I like the besht. You know, he's a great guy, but you know, this is way beyond my comprehension." But I want you to take the bulk of what we said as a separate entity, and even if you don't, you know, you necessarily buy into the fact that we're eating Gilgal of neshamos of Rishayim, you know, being malavim and all that, leave that out. But the rest of what we said about the fact that a shulchan is a mizbeach, and not only a mizbeach, but it's a double mizbeach. It's a mizbeach apnimi, it's the shulchan representing the ktores and all its kapor power, and at the same time, it's the mizbeach achitzon, the achila that the Rambam calls achilas adam ka achilas mizbeach. Yiratzom ev his will, that we're able to take to our table all these messages, and instead of chas v'shalom bringing it down to a lower level, to uplift it to levels of mizbeach of kapara, and with that kapara, will be zochem yitz Hashem to see bi'az goel. The Mashiach should come b'meirav yameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.